Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make me work an hour and 40 minutes. Huh? We were done at 4 yesterday, 4:45 today, 4:30 tomorrow due to the Raiders and Warriors. Raiders tonight on Thursday Night Football. Okie dokie, it's Theater Thursday. Harry John Duke is here with Patrick Nims, David Yen, and Brittany Law, which I believe officially takes effect in January in California, the new Brittany Law. Damn, I'm cute. I may look like Joe
Only
Pesci.
When your guests are cute.
And they are. Okay, it's Sixth Street Playhouse's production of Oliver, which is a great market.
All right, you're not cute anymore, Steve.
I know, I tried to push it. I should have shut up.
Yeah, the holiday season will soon be upon us, and so we're going to get a slew of somewhat holiday-themed shows. And Sixth Street Playhouse is putting up a production of the very well-known musical Oliver, based on Charles Dickens's Oliver Twist. And joining us to talk about it are director Pat Nims and cast members David Yen and Brittany Law. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
How long ago was this turned into a play? Do we know?
Well, it was a play originally. Lionel Bart wrote the musical. He wrote the words, the music, the lyrics, the book. He did the whole thing. It's kind of like the English version of Music Man. And okay. That was in the mid-60s. And then they turned it into a movie like about 2 years later.
Yeah. A couple years down the road. Well, it was like the last big Oscar-winning Hollywood musical. And it's been done regularly since then. It's a very popular show for a number of reasons. A, it's a good show.
The music is
good. The story's good. It's Dickens. And it usually has a rather large cast.
Usually.
Which theater companies love because their families all come to see the show. Your approach is a little different.
It is a little different. We decided to go with a small adult cast with the actors playing many, many parts. So it's hopefully entertaining and inventive and engages the imagination to sort of sometimes referred to as sort of a poor man theater style. And that makes it a little bit more interesting for me because Oliver is a kid's show. A family show. We don't deny that. But it's not, strictly speaking, a kid's show. It's a show with... It's one of the few musicals I know that ends in a minor key, literally. And it does not have a happy, rosy ending.
Well, let's give our audience a better sense for those who might not know the story of Oliver Twist, what the plot of the show is.
Well, the plot of the show is about an orphan... Who is raised in a workhouse in mid-18th century England, or sorry, not 18th century, 19th century, within the 1800s. And he is raised to basically be a pauper. The assumption is that all the kids who went to the workhouse would die before they were of age, or a very small percentage of them. But Oliver makes the mistake, perhaps, of asking for more at mealtime one time, which is very much frowned upon by the workhouse officials. And so he is then apprenticed out to a funeral director, or funeral, a family that, undertakers. And from there he escapes. He makes his way to London after a harrowing adventure, 7 days on the road. And then he runs into and is taken in by a group of child thieves who are led by a kindly old gentleman named Fagin.
And played by David Yen.
There you go.
David Yen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I think of a leader of childhood thieves, I think of David Yen.
Don't we all?
Hang on.
So tell us about Fagin.
Man, in the world of musical theater, he's got to be one of the top five bucket roll lists for me. And so it's a real honor and a real challenge to work on him with this cast. It's great. It's a great group of people. The character himself is older by himself, with the exception of this crop of kids that he keeps around him. He makes them do all the dirty work, and he basically operates as a fence, right? He takes what they've stolen and what other people bring him and fences it out to nefarious contacts, and that's how he makes his living. So, yeah, it's kind of fun because I think Pat and I actually have talked about the character a lot, and the way that he goes out in the movie is different from the way that he goes out in the play, the way the play is written, the musical is written. And I don't know, I think Mr. Nims has found a really, really cool way for Fagin's End that I think is pretty wonderful. It's kind of thought-provoking and leaves you with some questions that you could talk about afterwards. But yeah, it's a dream. It's a blast.
Brittany, who do you play?
So I'm playing Nancy, and also it's a bucket list dream role of mine. I think it was one of the first musicals I was introduced to as a kid, and my dad would always sing, like, Boy for Sale in the Kitchen.
to your brother?
Definitely to my brother. she's a really great role. She comes in and she's kind of a woman of the world who used to pickpocket as part of Fagin's gang, so she grew up in that life, and now she comes around as a bit of a mother figure-ish for the children. And when she meets Oliver, I think she sees a lot of innocence in him, and she really wants to protect that, so a shift happens, and the things that mattered once to Nancy maybe don't matter as much anymore. One of which being a very abusive and evil boyfriend, Bill Sykes, who's actually played by my real-life fiancé, Zachary Hasbani. So that's fun.
He is acting, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think, I hope so. Okay, yeah.
Now, it's a musical.
It is.
It's a musical.
It is. And
it has great songs.
Let's list some
food,
of the names that folks will remember.
Food, as long food, as he needs me, I'd do anything.
Boy for Sale, Who Will Buy. Yeah, and as long as he needs me is probably one, of the, in terms of torch song, it's part of the standard.
It's a beautiful
part
song.
Of the canon.
That's an amazing song. Yeah,
it's a disturbing song. Yeah. It's a battered woman singing about her boyfriend. So it's not necessarily PC, but it's a real thing that happens, and so it's uncomfortable.
Well, let's be honest here. Although it's a family show, there are some really dark elements to this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, So when I was talking with Jared, the executive artistic director at Sixth Street, and he asked me if I was interested, and he said, Oliver. At first, I thought he said, would you like to do a holiday show? And my first thought was, I'm not sure if I want to do a holiday show. And he said, Oliver. Well, that actually is different, because it's not all happy and gumdrops.
Yeah.
There is real danger in Oliver's life, and there is real jeopardy. And that's one of the things that we're trying to tread here is, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Bambi. You know, it's got some dark moments in it.
Yeah.
But that's one of the nice things that Lionel Bart did. I mean, obviously the Dickens novel is not a children's story by any means. This is more like an adventure story, seeing London through the innocent child's eyes. And it's just, you know, it's that delightful thing where you leave one environment where Oliver was very oppressive in the workhouse, and he finds these really fun thieves. He doesn't even know they're thieves. He just knows that they're happy to see him and they're welcoming, and it's only later that he starts to figure out, oh,
he's a cad.
Maybe this isn't such a good place to be.
Who plays Oliver?
We actually have two Olivers. Yeah. One of them is Gus Jordan, and the other one is Cecilia Brenner. And they're both fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, real good.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got about a dozen young folk in the show?
We have a total of about 11 kids in the show, including Oliver and the Artful Dodger and those other, Charlie Bates and those other classic parts. And about 11 adults, which, again, as we said, is about half the size. So the cast is really busy. I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, but nobody is sitting backstage for long because everybody plays everything.
Well, I was going to say, you guys, you know, you're playing large roles, Fagin, Nancy, but Pat's got you doing other things as well. What kind of a challenge is that for you as actors?
You want to take that first?
Golly.
I'll go second.
Well, yeah, you have to kind of put yourself in a different mindset. But knowing that you're playing different characters helps creating a backstory for the characters. Like, for instance, I'm playing a maid at one point, and I had to think, what would this maid be wanting in this situation? What would the maid's name be? So it's trying to find the life experiences in the tiny characters in tiny moments.
And David?
Well, I think so. Something that I've discovered about myself as I get a little... They say
old?
If you're winning and it's experience, if you're losing, it's age, right? So as I get more experienced, it's a little more challenging for me to take on huge chunks of text. And so it's always nice to be able to, when you're getting ready, go on, take a quick glance at your lines, just make sure they're fresh in the front of your head, and now I'm busy. So I can't do that. So... So that just as an actor has been a fun technical challenge to be more. I guess I'm always pretty hard on myself, as I think most of the people in this industry are. We're our worst critics, you know.
No, I'm your worst critic.
Yeah, okay, except for you, Harry. You're definitely the worst. No. And so I think it's been a really fun challenge to just kind of and. And truth be told, I mean, there are times when I'm not Fagin and I'm doing something on stage. We do this number called Oompa-Pa that is just the most – it's a party. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's
fun. You get to have some fun.
Yeah, and so you get to – it's kind of a blessing to be able to step out of the heaviness of Fagin for 3 minutes and just be, you know, a porter who came from the docks and is hanging out at the pub and is singing this really off-color song with a bunch of people and drinking heavily.
Well, there's – humor in this,
yeah.
As
there
well.
Is humor.
There's a lot of humor.
There is. There is. Yeah. There is. And there's a ton of care, too. There's just so much love in this story
so
as well.
This is usually a big production, a massive production. What can we expect to see on the stage at Sixth Street Playhouse?
Well, you're going to see a fair amount of theatricality and a fair amount of invoking of the imagination. So when somebody changes a hat, he just became somebody new. And or you're going to see cast filling in for scenery at times because it's a very basic and sort of stripped down production. I had two goals in mind as I was thinking about the show. One is that I wanted to put together a show that would be fun, easy for and totally open to the entire family as sort of a gift to the community. It's been a long year, and people just something that you can go and see, and but at the same time also be engaged in, and also I hope this ends up being the kind of show that I wanted to see when I was 12 or 13 years old. I remember some early theater experiences where all it took was somebody just holding just the simplicity of the way that they would do something on stage that would hook you. Mm-hmm. And just sort of engage your imagination. So there are things that are very, hopefully, poetically staged, hopefully suggestively staged without all of the trappings that you might have in a full-blown, completely realistic production.
Okay. It's Oliver running November 15th through December 15th at the Sixth Street Playhouse. Patrick Nims directing.
And speaking of gifts to the community, he has brought two tickets to our listening community.
That's one pair. How many times
one
do
pair
I have to tell you that?
You're being cute again, Steve. First caller who has not won tickets in the theater segment in the last 30 days can get a pair of tickets to the 6th Street Playhouse production of Oliver. Give us a call at 636-1350. Give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and a member of the 6th Street Playhouse box office will be in touch with you to arrange those tickets. Again, it opens next Friday, November 15th, and runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through December 15th, and if shows sell out, they will probably add a performance or two. Mm-hmm. You can find all sorts of information about this show on the website at sixthstreetplayhouse.com.
Patrick Nims, David Yen, Drive Hall of Famer, Brittany Law. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoyed it.
Good
very
to
much.
See you.
To see you
so again.
Great.
Have
yep.
a great run.
Thank you.
All right. Culinary Commodore Clark Wolf and his broken ankle will be hobbling in. Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins in the studio again with us. Brews News with her Linda. She'll be calling in from the National Beer Museum. And then we got the Raiders and Chargers Thursday night football pregame at 4:45. kickoff at 5:15. I don't understand the weird time on that, but and then tomorrow we got the Warriors again, so we're done at 4:30.
Go Bay Area sports.
You know, I don't know how I work 3 hours a day. So I need these breaks.
You know.
Really, you look exhausted, Steve.
Yeah.
No, I told you. I'm starting to look like Joe Pesci. I don't know what's happening to me. It's there's nothing I can do to stop it.
And it could be Joe Pesci at any age, because Joe Pesci has never looked like anything
that's right.
But Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
His baby pictures look like that, don't they?
Yeah. all right, have a great run. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
And we'll be back on your Thursday drive. Michael Green's back with KSRO Traffic.